former cop sentenced in murder case.
Although we wanted more, we can get some kind of closure.
Bidding farewell to John McCain.
He represents what is good in America.
Detroit schools shut the tap.
All summer long, the grass stayed cut. Why you didn't make sure the water stayed clean?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Late last night in a Dallas courtroom,
we, the jury, assessed the defendant's punishment for a term of 15 years.
15 years in prison, the sentence for a former police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager last year. It came after emotional testimony from family members of the victim and the mother of ex-cop Roy Oliver.
I'm asking you to take into consideration several things. First, he's a wonderful father. Next, he's a good person.
The sentence came a day after Oliver's murder conviction.
Prosecutors had asked for a verdict of between 60 and 100 years. Instead, the jury settled on 15, 1 year for each year the victim, Jordan Edwards, lived. Charmaine Edwards is his stepmother.
We're thankful for the verdict that we received. Although we wanted more years, this is a start for us, and we can get some kind of closure.
Oliver could be eligible for parole in 7.5 years. L.P. Phillips for CBS News, Dallas.
Now to Phoenix and the tributes to an American political maverick.
Arizona will officially say goodbye to John McCain today as the first of two memorial services takes place, this one here at the North Phoenix Baptist Church. Among those scheduled to speak and pay tribute, McCain's longtime friend, former Vice President Joe Biden. Yesterday at the state capitol, thousands stood outside in 100-degree heat for a chance to walk past McCain's casket.
I was in the Army at the same time he was in prison.
For some, it brought back memories. Others were overcome with emotion.
He is one of the only living heroes that I can even wrap my mind around.
And late last night, some of the McCain children came out to greet those in line.
Hello, young man. I'm Doug. Nice to see you. What's your name?
Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Later today, McCain's body will be flown to Washington for more tributes. We have learned that some of those tributes will be attended by McCain's 106-year-old mother. Steve Futterman, CBS News. Phoenix.
It didn't take long for Florida's race for governor to get personal and racially charged. Hours after the primary votes were tallied, Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis, endorsed by President Trump, said this about his opponent on Fox News.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
Democrat Andrew Gillum is black. DeSantis said the monkeying comment was about policy. Democrats say it was a racist dog whistle. Gillum says voters will see through the politics of division.
It's very clear that Mr. DeSantis is taking a page directly from the campaign manual of Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump has called Gillum a failed socialist mayor. The two high-profile candidates for the Democratic nomination in New York's governor's race clashed last night in a debate. The incumbent, Andrew Cuomo, and Sex and the City actress, Cynthia Nixon.
The subway
NTA
system.
Has been 1965.
Can you stop interrupting? Can you stop interrupting?
Can you stop lying?
Yeah. As soon as you do.
Voters get their say in 2 weeks. Now to the White House, where CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest on trade talks with our neighbor to the north.
The president says Canada is eager to join the agreement, and he says he's had good talks this week with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Will a deal get done by the Friday deadline Mr. Trump has set?
I don't know.
Canada in the agreement?
Hey, he called me. I didn't call him.
But the president says Trudeau couldn't have been nicer.
We'll see what happens.
Noting that many of its members have supply chains that cross America's borders, the leading manufacturing lobby says a free trade deal that includes Canada is an imperative. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Three of the five people arrested at a filthy compound in the New Mexico desert have been released. Charges dropped after prosecutors missed a court deadline. The two others remain in custody, including the father of a boy whose body was found on the property. The government's southern border crackdown has apparently extended to some American citizens who've been denied passports. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Now, those Americans are Latinos with U.S. birth certificates, but they're being accused of forging those documents to get their passports. Some are being put in jail or detention centers. Some Americans with U.S. passports aren't being allowed to re-enter the country from Mexico. The Washington Post says there's been a surge in these numbers during the Trump administration. The State Department says its policy on passports hasn't changed, but says there's significant fraud along the border. Steve?
Well, police in Texas say they found a woman who was seen on a security video ringing a doorbell in the middle of the night. Her wrists were shackled in what seemed to be restraints. She's safe and out of state. She's believed to be a domestic violence victim. Her boyfriend was found dead at a house north of Houston on apparent suicide. After 2 days of insufferable heat for tens of millions in the east, temperatures will ease back just a bit today. Humidity will persist. Power outages cut the air conditioning for a while in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where John McKenna is trying to stave off sunburn.
I'm Irish and I'm bald, so I got to cover my head or else I suffer when I take a shower.
In Philadelphia, school students will be sent home early for a third straight day today because of the heat. In more than 100 school buildings in Detroit, they've shut off the water just days before students return. CBS's DeMarco Morgan says high levels of lead and copper were found.
When Tabitha Harmon's daughter, Paris, arrives at her first day of kindergarten at the Marcus Garvey Academy next week, none of the water fountains or faucets will be working because the water is contaminated.
How do they prepare lunch? How do the lunch aides wash their hands?
It's unclear how long children have been drinking the tainted water. The culprit appears to be aging metal pipes inside the school itself.
All summer long, the grass stayed cut. Why you didn't make sure the water stayed clean?
And there has been a lack of investment within Detroit public school system.
Councilwoman Mary Sheffield says many of the schools with tainted water are in her district. She thinks fixing all of Detroit's school infrastructure problems could cost $500 million.
Teachers in seven school districts in Washington state have gone on strike, and teachers in Seattle have given the okay for a walkout if there's not a deal by the time school starts next week. It's been a week of high water in parts of Wisconsin.
Coon Valley in the western part of the state is being ravaged by flooding. Sue Gunderson is one of many residents who cannot stay at home.
Well, my basement was full of water and it came up about a foot into the main level and I lost 4 cars. I'm pretty much wiped out.
Sue has been through floods before, but...
Not this bad. There was a really bad flood in 07 where I thought it was really, really bad, but this is probably... Jeez, 10 times worse.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Coon Valley, Wisconsin.
Well, the U.S. Tennis Association will allow female players to change shirts during matches without penalty. One player was penalized for doing that Tuesday because it was on backwards. And that prompted claims of sexism, since it's okay for men to change their shirts at any time. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.